Unit 3. Tell Mommy I Love Her. John had been on the road visiting clients for 3 weeks. He couldn't wait to get back to his wife and kids. It was coming up on Mother's Day, and he usually tried to make it back home. But this year he was too tired. When he drove by a flower shop, he said to himself,
I know what I'll do. I'll send Mom roses.
He went into the shop and saw a boy talking to the clerk.
How many roses can I get for $6, ma'am?
The clerk was trying to explain that roses were expensive. Maybe the boy would be happy with carnations.
No, I have to have roses,
he said.
Mom was sick so much last year, and I didn't get to spend much time with her. It has to be roses, because that's her favorite.
Something inside of John was touched by the boy's voice. He silently mouthed to the clerk that he would pay for the boy's roses. The clerk looked at the boy and said,
Okay, I will give you a dozen roses for your $6.
The boy almost jumped into the air. He took the flowers and ran out. It was worth the extra $35 just to see this kind of excitement. John ordered his own flowers and had the clerk to be sure that delivery would include a note telling his mother how much he loved her. As he drove away from the shop, he was feeling good. He caught a light about 2 blocks from the shop. As he waited, he saw the boy with the roses entering the cemetery. The light changed, and John slowly crossed the intersection. He pulled over and, on an impulse, got out and began to follow the boy. The boy stopped by a small monument and went to his knees. He laid the roses on the grave and began to sob. John stared at the little boy's trembling body and listened to his crying. Then John heard the boy cry,
Oh, Mommy, why didn't I tell you how much I love you? Why didn't I tell you one more time? Jesus, please, find my mommy. Tell my mommy I love her.
John turned, tears in his eyes. He drove quickly to the florist and told her he would take the flowers personally. He wanted to tell his mother one more time just how much he loved her.